He's widely credited with stopping the boats. Now the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has been put in charge of Australia's welfare system, childcare and paid parental leave. And the government's Mr. Fix-It will immediately face the challenge of getting the budget changes to the dole through the Senate. In what the Prime Minister terms a significant reshuffle, Tony Abbott has not only given Scott Morrison the social services portfolio, he's ditched the Defence Minister David Johnston altogether from Cabinet. Kevin Andrews takes on that challenging job. Susan Lee becomes the second woman in Cabinet as she takes over the health portfolio from Peter Dutton, the new Immigration Minister. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
Tony Abbott could have simply announced Josh Frydenberg as the replacement for Arthur Sinodinos as Assistant Treasurer, but he went much further. The Prime Minister says Scott Morrison's move into an expanded social services portfolio is a promotion, putting him in charge of welfare, families and childcare.
He is a very decent human being, and what we need is the right blend in these areas. We need good judgment in these areas, and that's exactly what you'll get from Scott Morrison.
Significantly, the Prime Minister's made it clear Mr. Morrison will be given leeway to negotiate the proposed changes to pensions and unemployment benefits that are yet to get through the Senate.
My philosophy has always been that you get what you can today, and you get what remains to be got tomorrow.
Kevin Andrews wasn't able to make the case for those welfare changes as Social Services Minister, but the Prime Minister says he is the right person to replace the dumped David Johnston in Defence and to be responsible for a new white paper, the procurement of new submarines and other complex and expensive projects.
Kevin is a very, very safe pair of hands and he'll do an excellent job in this difficult and vital portfolio.
Peter Dutton moves to an immigration portfolio that's been substantially changed by Scott Morrison. He'll have to oversee the merger of the Immigration and Customs Departments into Border Force Australia, but it's not the high-profile role it was at the time of the 2013 election. Susan Lee's strong performance as an assistant minister has seen her promoted to Cabinet as the new Health Minister. Her appointment doubles the number of women in Cabinet to two.
I'm pleased that there's now a second woman in the Cabinet. I'm pleased that two of the new Parli secs are female. But in the end, all of our appointments are on merit.
Tony Abbott describes this as a reset and a refocus. There are three new parliamentary secretaries, and Senator Simon Birmingham's also been promoted to the Outer Ministry. In addition to taking on social services, Scott Morrison also moves onto the Budget Razor Gang, the Expenditure Review Committee. So while the Prime Minister's left his core economic team of Treasurer and Finance Minister untouched, they are getting a significant addition.
No reshuffle can fix this government's unfair budget.
The acting opposition leader is Penny Wong.
Let's remember, this is a Prime Minister under whom we've seen the highest unemployment rate in over a decade. This is the Prime Minister who wants to charge you more for going to the doctor. This is the Prime Minister who wants to take money off pensioners. And this is the Prime Minister who wants $100,000 degrees. None of that has changed with this reshuffle.
And the Greens leader Christine Milne also says the policies rather than the personnel should change.
Australians fundamentally want to be sure that there is a safety net. Australians have fundamentally said they do not agree that people should live for 6 months on nothing if they're unemployed.
The new Cabinet will be sworn in on Tuesday.
Naomi Woodley.